So I became a Christian in December 2009. At church, I heard a sermon on the last chapter of Revelation. One verse stood out for me, which was, "Come, let the one who is thirsty come, and let the one who wishes take the free gift of the water of life." Revelation 22, verse 17. I realized for the first time that I had to make a choice: to follow Jesus and serve him, or to reject and disobey him. This really struck home because it helped me to realize that I had to make a decision. I was either following God or I wasn't. Before becoming a Christian, I had been going to church because that was what our family did on a Sunday morning. I hadn't thought about how God or the Bible fitted into my life. I could see that others in church had a personal relationship with God, but I didn't have this. The chapter from Revelation showed me God's grace in sending his son to die for me, and it has also helped me to look forward to the reward in heaven. I really like the verse where it describes the river of the water of life as clear as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb down the middle of the great street of the city. That night I prayed, asking for God's forgiveness and his control over my life, because I am a sinner, and it is only through the death of Jesus Christ that I may be saved. I remember feeling quite scared and uncertain about what happens when you die, because eternity is a long time. After praying to God that night, I felt a real sense of God's presence with me and a peace that I had not known before. The next day, I told my dad that I had become a Christian and then phoned my grandparents to tell them as well. Since then, I have felt God working through my life and helping me. I think particularly of my cycle accident in September 2015, which had me in hospital for 3 days with a pneumothorax. At the time, I felt quite frustrated because I had been planning to go flying with air cadets on the Saturday. Looking back, I can see that I could have been much more badly injured, and if I had gone flying, it would have been very dangerous with a pneumothorax. But God was looking after me, and as it happened, the flying was cancelled. I've decided to get baptized because I want to profess my faith and show that I want to live out my life as a Christian. From now on, I will be serving and obeying God and giving him the glory.
Thank you, Danny. I remember the next day when Danny told me that he had, I think the way he put it was, "Yesterday I prayed that God would forgive me." And